Welcome to the August 26th edition of The College Planner, brought to you by Kim Clark, a senior writer for Money Magazine. And now for your college news and insights for today. Anyone worried about funding college can take two important lessons from the recent stock market gyrations. One, diversification pays in the long run. I mean, real diversification. Putting all your money in financial assets leaves you vulnerable to the irrational bubbles and panicked selling of the capital markets. Investing in your own and your children's human capital, education, however, is a long-term move that pays dividends of many types for many decades. High-quality higher education not only strengthens your job prospects, but can give you the historical perspective and wisdom to better handle financial setbacks. Consider investments in your human capital as part of your total portfolio. 2. Bubbles eventually burst. High-flying Chinese stock prices appear to be finally coming back to earth. And as you'll see from this week's news, there's more evidence that many expensive colleges are finally getting real about what parents can afford. Best wishes, Kim Clark. Private colleges are on a giant half-off sale. Only 11% of college students are paying those painfully high annual sticker prices of up to $70,000 charged by private colleges, a new report finds. Fully 89% of students at private schools are getting grants, a.k.a. discounts, worth an average of 54% of tuition. Basketball superstar LeBron James has announced a scholarship program to pay for 2,000 students' tuition at the University of Akron. Our reporter, Caitlin Mulhere, found at least 7 additional celebrities who have funded other kinds of scholarships. See if you can qualify for some star's money. One of the nation's leading experts on financial aid, University of Michigan economist Susan Dynarski, says it is time to get rid of the long, tedious, and confusing free application for federal student aid. She says aid can be distributed fairly and easily by allowing people to submit their tax information instead. The Washington Monthly just published its annual college rankings, including a list of best bang for the buck colleges. Although we use some different data, such as post-graduation earnings and methodologies, we're glad to see that another thoughtful and smart analysis of college value comes to similar conclusions about many of money's best value-added colleges. For example, The Washington Monthly and Money both laud the little-known Maine Maritime Academy for giving lots of disadvantaged students an opportunity and for graduating a remarkably high percentage of them into good jobs. September 22nd is the deadline to register for one of the biggest scholarship programs in the country, the Siemens Competition in Math, Science, and Technology, which awards scholarships of up to $100,000. Now, for today's question and answer. Today's question comes from P. Hazen from Wilmington, Delaware, who writes, I have mutual funds, a Coverdell, a 529, and a Roth. Which do I use first for my son's college? Take into account taxes and, if you qualify, need-based aid, says Troy Oning, CEO of Strategy.com, a college planning firm. Start with the 529 and Coverdell Education Savings Account. Withdrawals for eligible expenses, such as tuition and books, aren't taxed or counted as income in financial aid calculations. Thanks for listening to today's edition of College Planner. Get the College Planner delivered to your inbox every morning. Just sign up at money.com. Have a great day.